Hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
Twat.
Who?
You.
Oh, okay. That's all right then.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck? I'll turn this off. I can hear myself coming back.
Turn what off?
What's this children's online viewing habits?
Oh, that's my tech talk.
Sorry about that. I had to go down to the garage.
That's okay. Everyone needs to go to the garage sometime.
Yeah, but not me normally.
You have a man to do it for you, do you? Or a woman?
Of course, yeah. I know what you're doing. You're starting recording, aren't you, when I haven't really got going.
Have you seen the news about Philip Schofield?
Yeah, I just sent a little tweet to him saying, well done. Must have been a very difficult decision. Must be pretty horrible having to live a lie for so long. I think a lot of people inside have known for quite some time, and it must have been very difficult. Very, very difficult. But society has changed for the better. So that's good. And good luck to him. Excuse me. Oh, dear, it's cold outside. I've got Jake the Rag here doing my car.
He's back, is he?
He is. Well, he is brilliant. I mean, his hobby is cleaning cars.
That's just the strangest hobby going.
And he's got all the gear. The bad stuff that they use in those little hand car washes that have now... I mean, what do we do without them? Suddenly they all came, staffed usually with Eastern Europeans. Why didn't we Brits come up with the idea ourselves?
Well, we did. And then we just got one of those pressure washers in the garages instead.
Yeah, but you can't do it like Jake does it.
No, I don't think you can do it like Jake does it, no.
No, you can't. I mean, Jake has everything, covers it with a kind of a sort of snowy thing first to get all the grease off.
Soap.
And he finishes off with a nice beeswax finish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Takes loving care over the wheels.
Okay.
Does the insides as well?
Does he spray your tyres to make them look really black?
No, that looks a ridiculous thing to do. That's not a good idea at all.
Okay. I think that's all I'd ever do to my car.
What?
Spray that cockpit shine in the engine.
Why?
Well, it just makes everything smell fresh and shiny.
Yeah, but it's bad for it if you do that. That's all you do is you cover up the dirt, don't you? Girls, where are you there? Right. Sorry, go on.
I suppose you could use Mr. Sheen. It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
Why would you spray Mr. Sheen on your tyres? Don't be silly.
Not on the tyres. In the cockpit.
Yeah, but, you know, in the cockpit, you want it done properly and professionally, so it doesn't smell like a tart boudoir.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference in my car. I've got my KFC cartons still on the floor and a couple of bottles of Coca-Cola.
Shush, that's disgusting. Let's talk about something important, can we?
No one ever goes in my car, just me.
Well, no, I'm very glad. What's that banging?
It's not me.
No, good. Climate change, fascinating, isn't it? Everybody's getting in on the act.
Are they?
Yeah, of course they are, yeah. Everybody's getting in on the act. You know, we're going to have no cars in 20, 25 years' time. No cars at all.
No cars or electric cars?
Well, how are you going to have electric cars?
Well, yeah, I do often wonder where you're going to charge all these cars, especially if you live in a flat.
Yeah. So how are you going to do it? You live on the 18th floor. You hang a long cable out of your window, do you, down to the car park downstairs?
Yeah, you could do
that. Could you imagine the number of people who are going to complain as long cables shoot like spaghetti from tower blocks all over the country?
Extension cables plugged into extension cables plugged into extension cables.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
What if you somehow plugged one car in and then a cable coming out the back of the car into the front of the car behind and so on, and you just hooked your car up to the car in front of you?
Now you're being stupid. I suppose what we'll see is, you know, blocks of flats will have their own charging. Although I don't know. I mean, you know, why can't you just change the petrol pumps for... Oh, I don't know. It's just a pain, isn't it? Because you've got to leave your car charging for goodness only knows how long.
Or you have two batteries and you take one battery to your local charging shop and then you swap them over every day.
Every day?
Or every 2 days. However long the batteries last.
Yeah.
We just swap them over.
Well, good idea. But I just think something will have to replace these huge batteries. They're just cumbersome and they're not really that very good, are they?
To be fair, the batteries are huge. They take up about half the car, so you'd have to reduce the size. And the technology is coming.
Anyway, I'm not really... I like my cars.
You'll only be able to drive cars like that on private tracks.
Oh, rubbish. Where I live, nobody knows what you're doing.
You'd have to have a trailer, put your car on the trailer and then drive it with your new electric
4x4. Oh, I can't afford all of that, no. No. No, this is ridiculous. Somebody's got to stand up and say, hey, if this isn't going to save the planet, this is really not going to save the planet. There isn't enough at the moment scope to get every car on the planet, and that's what you're talking about, not just here, every car on the planet changed to electric. It is going to ruin the economy of a lot of countries at this rate.
That is true. That is true. Like where?
I've no idea. I'm not really... interesting. My interest is that, you know, it's flipping freezing out there and we've got a hurricane coming. Well, strong wind anyway. And of course, I was interviewing a scientist the other night from the University of Nottingham. And she's written a couple of books on the solar maximum and solar minimum. Have you any idea what they are?
One's bigger than each other.
I'm not even going to. The solar minimum, which we are about to go into in the next couple of years, comes around every, or a major solar minimum comes around every 400 years.
You just farted down the line.
No, I didn't.
I'll have to edit that out.
Well, do, because why is this equipment not working very well today?
It just went...
Oh, shut up.
Anyway, solar maximum is a...
Well, that's when the sun gets very warm. We've come out of one of those, apparently. And we're going into a solar minimum, a big solar minimum, one of which we have every 400 years. And that means the temperatures are going to plummet. It's going to be very wet, very cold. Even the summers are going to be sort of wet and grey, unfortunately, for some years, a couple of years in the future. And we are, this is all to do with sunspot activity, apparently. The scientists know this, and temperatures will go down regularly, not necessarily in this country, but certain areas down to minus 50. And the last time it happened, apparently, was when the Thames used to freeze over. And lots of people say, oh, well, that was because there was no pollution. Well, there was loads of pollution in those days. A lot of pollution. But this sort of sunspot activity does have an enormous amount to do with the way the weather is. And so we have to expect some fairly, fairly cold years. And I think we should be more worried about that than the overheating of the planet. But anyway, whatever happens, the planet will do what it wants to do. And I don't think you and me changing over to electric cars is really going to do very much.
11 degrees here in Wales.
When?
Now.
It's 3 degrees in the southeast of England and it's fucking freezing.
Well, so there's a variation across a small amount of landmass.
Yeah.
How does that work?
I have no idea. Go and ask the scientists. But these scientists who talk...
Ooh. Have you got a delivery?
Hang on, don't go away. Talk to everybody yourself. Hold on.
Okay. Hello, everybody.
What's going on? Wait. What?
Yes.
It's only Jake the Rag.
And then, say that again.
He's just playing with cars outside.
Jake's playing with his cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Or your cars.
Well, my cars. Jake, come here. I'm sorry. Daisy, come on. Oh, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. So what else is going on in the news? Boris Johnson and Donald Trump apparently have fallen out. I don't believe that. I think that's a story being put about, and I think they are the best of friends. What a great, great Prime Minister we've got. I mean, he's just getting on with the job. He's not rising to the criticism of the namby-pamby. Oh, yeah. Oh, Brexit's going to be terrible. Brexit's going to ruin this country. Oh, we're going to try and stop Brexit. You can't stop it. It's happening. It is with us now. We are out of Europe, and at the moment we are tying up loose ends and rearranging our deals on security, on finance, on trade, everything. And that hopefully will be done by the end of the year. And if it isn't done by the end of the year, we will probably be well on the way. And then either if the European Empire doesn't want to do a good deal with us, then we will just leave. And it'll be up to them. And I think as people realise how much the people who run the so-called European Union are trying to build an empire with armies, police forces and everything else, I think more and more people will leave. My prediction is that the biggest shock to the European Union, it may not be for the next few years, will be France will leave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can see that one coming.
The only reason France isn't in that is that they've had consistent leaders who are big Europhiles because they see themselves in charge, like Macron. I like Macron. He's quite a nice chap, I think. But I think he's completely wrong on Europe. But I think he sees that as his own little bit of power.
Why are all these riots not in the news anymore that are happening in France?
Well, in France?
Hmm.
There are a few, but there are always riots in France.
Oh, okay.
You know.
If you can call them riots, they're not really riots, are they?
No. I mean, why aren't the riots in Hong Kong in the news anymore?
They used to be, more so than France. It's like they're covering it up.
What?
All the fighting going on with the police and the protesters.
In Hong Kong?
Well, both in Hong Kong and France.
Well, I don't think they're covering it up. I think we're just not interested.
Oh, okay.
You interested?
Well, I see the occasional snippet of some person being beaten to crap with a truncheon by about five police officers. And I think, why...
Well, you shouldn't have been there, should you? Why were you there? Why were you there intimidating a police officer? What was the point?
Well,
I mean, you're the sort of flipping Marxist, communist rebel that we could well do without, aren't you?
I'll just stay in Wales, then.
Well, I wouldn't bother, because we can get you in Wales, too.
Oh, dear.
What? What's wrong? I mean, honestly, your behaviour, appalling. Absolutely appalling. You'll be telling me next you've joined the Liberal Party.
There isn't such a party anymore, is there?
Yeah, it's called the Liberal Democrats, but it's just Liberal, you know, sort of run by school teachers and that sort of thing.
No.
Mind you, school teachers, you know, don't get... I would like to see school teachers completely reorganised. Because you need teachers more than you need anybody else. But, you know, we've just got the old adage, if you can, you go and do it. And if you can't, you end up teaching it, which is terrible. I mean, there are some good teachers, don't get me wrong. I've never seen any, but I'm sure there are. I'm only judging it on my own school days when I couldn't wait to get out. Got out as soon as I could. Couldn't stand the place.
When you go on the open days or... the parents' evenings to go and see how your kid's doing, you do spot the good ones and the bad ones.
I never told my mum and dad when there were open days. I didn't want them going.
That doesn't work anymore. You get it through an app.
A what?
The school grasses your kids up on an hourly basis on an app.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not doing education any good, is it?
It says your kids have got homework tonight, your kids have been in detention today, your kids have been absent, why? Hour by hour on your phone, an update.
Really?
Mm.
And who does that?
School.
Yeah, but who? I thought they were overworked.
Well, it's just when the kids go into the class, the computer registers them in the class, and if they're not there, it sends it out as a message to say, where's your kid?
Yeah.
It even tells you what they had for lunch.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that really necessary?
Three fish fingers, a banana.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All that added work, is that really necessary?
Well, it's all computerised.
Oh, right. Anyway, I mean, I think the big story, as far as I'm concerned, of the last couple of days is this being Cambridge University saying servicemen and women can't come on the premises in uniform.
In Cambridge University?
Yeah.
Because they're anti-war?
Yeah.
That was a guess, by the way.
Well, I'm sure. I think it was Cambridge anyway.
Could be Oxford.
Yeah. No, it's not likely to be Oxford. The lefties go to Cambridge.
Hmm.
But anyway, any university anywhere saying we don't want servicemen or women coming to the university, coming on agro, who the fucking hell do these student union leaders think they are?
What about paramedics in uniform? Can they attend?
I said service personnel. I didn't say anything about paramedic.
Emergency service?
You're being stupid.
Police officers?
A police officer will go where he or she wants to go.
So will a serviceman with a rifle.
Don't be silly. You're being silly. I find this really quite annoying that these kids now, some of them, you know, the ones who don't want anyone to offend them, they fucking offend me. All these kids who are laying down the law, well, we're not having that person because we don't like what they say and we might get very upset and cry. Well, fuck off. What sort of generation are we going to be breeding in this country in the next year or so? It'll be two tiers. It'll be the namby-pamby snowflakes on one side. It'll be the nasty pieces of work sticking knives in each other on the other. And, you know, nobody, because I don't know what's happened to lecturers and people in charge, but nobody's doing a thing. You know, you get to say, oh, well, they're adults now. We can't tell them how to behave. Well, you get out in the real world and start going to work. Mind you, even going to work now. If you work for somebody and they tell you off, you go to HR and say you've been bullied, as a lot of people seem to do, causes the people in charge no end of problems.
I got a solution for that. Don't have a HR department.
Well, I think then you'd be in trouble, wouldn't you?
I don't think it's compulsory to have a HR department.
Not a HR, an HR.
Well, one of those, mine's a posh one.
Oh, golly gosh. No. Yours is just somebody who doesn't know how to talk properly, trying to sound posh. Yeah, quite right, Daisy.
So I haven't got one.
You haven't got what?
An HR department.
Yeah, because you only employ one person.
Three.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, well, I haven't got one, so no one can complain to it.
No. Well, don't, you know, do you pay their stamps and things?
They can send the letters themselves. I'm not paying for their mail.
Good. Okay. Well, there we are. Up to you. So anyway, I think this whole thing is really quite the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard of saying they don't want people. And this banning people from speaking at universities because they don't agree with them. That's the first step down to a totalitarian state, if ever there was one. They're talking about totalitarian. You didn't say anything. Why?
I was thinking something. You know, these groups of people, these weirdos that go to university and come up with these amazing ideas to ban people.
Yeah.
Couldn't you set up a society in the university that bans those people from attending and actually makes it known that they're not welcome, just so they know how it feels?
Good idea. I don't know why somebody doesn't do that. Great idea. Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Or set up a university that doesn't allow those people in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good idea. And cut half these ridiculously stupid courses you can take in university out, because that's a waste of time, money and effort.
Yeah, those ones charge them more.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've got to remember that universities are just money-making organisations, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it always has been in a way. But, the stupid courses make them expensive and the good courses make them cheaper.
Hmm. I've no idea what you just said.
Well, tuition fees.
What are those?
Well, you have to pay to go to college now, don't you?
Do you?
Well, yeah, if you've got money, you can get into college.
Yeah, right, I'm just teasing you because I'm bored. There must be other stuff you want to talk about, surely.
Not really. There's not much happening in the news.
It's not. It's a kind of a fairly flat news week. We've done Brexit. That's out the way. We've sorted out this ridiculous global warming because the next ice age is on the way. We need to sort out the sort of namby-mamby, whatever, snowflake, people who woke this and woke that. And if I hear another vegan, oh, I'm a vegan, I can't touch an egg. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I love having chickens running around.
Oh, what about your job thing? The one that you're applying for on the BBC.
Oh, golly. Do you know, I'm so sick of that. Absolutely sick of it. For people who don't know, I'm applying, or I've been trying to apply. Oh, hang on. pound coin there, been trying to apply for the job of Director General of the BBC. I don't think I should have to apply because I've heard that they just get in touch with you and say they'd like you to be considered, and they haven't got in touch, and I can't believe it. I mean, I've worked in broadcasting for most of my life.
You have?
Since I was about 18.
I wasn't there then.
No.
So I can't verify it.
You won't ever get to be as old as me, will you? So I don't actually understand why I haven't heard yet, because I've got all my team lined up to take over the BBC. You know what we're going to do. There's going to be an enormous amount of dead wood flung out. There won't be any HR department. We'll get rid of that. And all the other departments that are pretty useless. Because they don't seem to care where they splash the cash, and then they go and cut things down that really don't need to be cut. And I don't know, the whole thing is a farce. Somebody allowed the BBC to become a huge organisation, so big that it can kind of overrule governments and law and everything else. But the time has now come to change. So I think what I might have to do is I might have to go along to Broadcasting House myself.
What, in person?
Yeah, walk in with my team and say, I'm the new Director General. Could you show me to my office? I thought maybe I could do it that way.
Make a very interesting documentary, fly on the wall, see what happens.
Well, it won't be a fly on the wall. It'll be me with two big feet right there. We could film it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just waltz in. I'm here.
Yeah, why not?
Could everybody line up in the big opening?
Yeah. What big opening?
I don't know. There must be a big opening somewhere in the BBC, surely.
Yeah, the big opening is for Director General. And I'm going to carry on with my talk radio show as well. But nobody needs a state broadcasting organisation that has got a bigger budget than some small nations, and that if you don't pay towards them, you can get flung in prison. Now, I know that's fairly extreme, but that's basically what it is. And now they have the audacity to put the TV license up. I'm not paying it.
Well, they're putting it up again.
Yeah.
Blimey, at the moment it's like £13 a month. That's like twice the cost of Netflix.
I think it's going up to 15.
Wow. That's like all the standard channels on Sky TV. Dear me.
So why should we pay? This is so archaic. Why should we pay for this? And then we'll go, oh, it's like the NHS, the best health service in the world. Well, I'm sorry. The doctors and nurses in this country are brilliant and quite often move to work abroad. The NHS as an organisation is basically f***ed. And trust me, I've spent a lot of time in and out of it with my wife and even myself. The organisation is run by basically a bunch of people who haven't a clue what they're doing. And it's such a big organisation, they all hide behind each other when they make a cock-up. They have enormous amounts of money and they don't seem to be able to direct it in the right place. We've got hospitals that should have been torn down years ago and new ones should have been built. So where were the politicians when that needed to happen? And, you know, we expect it for nothing. Well, unless you are completely destitute, you can't have everything for nothing, can you?
I'm getting more and more angry because the more you're talking, I'm trying to think about the programmes that I watch. And the only thing I watch is Question Time and The Apprentice, maybe Doctor Who and Top Gear. Now, I can tell you that the last season of Apprentice is still on my Sky Planner recorded and I haven't watched any of them. I fall asleep when Question Time comes on because I have a bit of a half an hour doze, so I put that on and then I fall asleep. Top Gear, yeah, fair enough, but I can always watch the Grand Tour on Amazon. So I'm not really getting much for my £15, and no one else in my family other than my little baby who watches CBeebies, so I suppose CBeebies worth the money, I suppose. Okay, I've changed my mind now. The BBC is sort of all right.
God, dear, no wonder the British public are taken as fools by all these huge organisations. Anyway, I was talking about the NHS then.
Sorry, there is Cartoonito. I could watch Cartoonito instead, or make him watch Cartoonito.
I don't know what you're talking about. Listen, I'll tell you what. I'll go and get a brew, and you could do Tech Talk.
I've only got two things to do in technical. You have to be a very quick brew.
I seem to be doing most of the work.
Well, I've filled in a bit there for you.
Go on.
The first self-driving vehicle without human controls has been granted permission to test on the roads in the US. That means you can't. There's no steering wheel, brakes, or anything.
Marvellous.
So that's going to be driving deliveries, 25 miles an hour. It's called the R2, made by a company called Nuro.
You just wait till that hits something, 25 miles an hour.
Oh, that never happens. Well, it's happened a few times,
of course,
I suppose.
Not.
Yeah. Okay. I've got the Ofcom children's online viewing habits thing on how many kids, etc., have smartphones here. Are you interested?
Why would I be? I mean, do I do it? Come here, girls. Oh, hang on. Jake the rag is behind me. Jake, yes.
I'm all done.
You're all done. Jake's all done. So we'll stop recording then. I'll come back in a minute, okay?
Okay, you pay him all that money you've got on your desk.
I haven't got any money. Oh, this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I pay you in coins, Jake?
How many bags you got?
How many bags you got? Right, I'll be back in a minute.
Okie dokie.
Are you still there?
I'm still here, yes.
Yeah. I forgot you were still on. All right, I've done that with Jake. F***ing hell. Okay, so where were we?
I was going to read you some of the stats from the Ofcom findings of what kids do with tech.
Yeah. You didn't find my new listening figures, did you?
No, they're sealed.
They're very good. Talk radio is phenomenally building very quickly. As more and more people get to know that talk radio is back and where it is.
They need to include the online figures with the standard radio figures.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to at the moment. No radio station is.
That's not fair, really, is it? So
no, because listening on radios is a dying thing.
I don't listen to you on the radio, no.
Well, nobody does. You just get an app and then you've got it everywhere.
I don't listen live either.
Oh, God, what's the point? Anyway, right, let's get... Tell me what you've got to tell me about children.
Okay, well, smartphones. 3 to 4 year olds, 5% have a smartphone.
Do they?
Yeah. 37% of 5 to 7 year olds, and obviously 83% of 8 to 11 year olds. Owning a tablet, 3 to 4 year olds, 24%.
Yeah.
5 to 7 year olds, 37%.
Hmm.
Watching on-demand subscription services, 67% of 3 to 4 year olds.
Really?
I presume that's their parents putting Peppa Pig on.
All right.
Continuous loop. Did I tell you last week that she just quit?
Who?
The girl that does the voice for Peppa Pig. She's leaving.
Do you know I don't give a shit about Peppa Pig? Is that terrible of me?
Well, it's it's a hugely popular TV show.
All right. Okay. Moving on.
88% of 12 to 15-year-olds watch on demand.
Gosh, that's huge, isn't it?
That's a lot, yeah. I think that the TV's dying a death. Everything I watch on telly is pre-recorded, so it's catch-up.
Mm. Yeah.
Never watch anything live, unless it's Peppa Pig.
Right, okay.
Or the other one... what's the other one called that we watch all the time?
Get on with this because I have things to do today. I mean, I know you've got all day to play around and do this, but I've got to go and do this, I've got to go and do that as well, and then I've got to go to work.
T and Mo, CBeebies, excellent program.
What? Will you stop talking about f***ing children's programs? I'm not interested.
I haven't watched any films this week. I've been very busy.
Oh, God.
Have you watched a film?
No, I'm watching on Netflix, which I'm really ashamed to say, a series called Woo Assassins.
I thought you were going to say Sex Education then.
No, Woo Assassins.
Woo Assassins.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
Is it a bit naughty? Is it a bit risque?
A bit risque.
Is it a bit, you know, do you have to put the a pin in before you can watch this Woo Assassins?
A pin?
Yeah, usually those sort of programmes are locked down, stop kids from watching them.
No, it's not that nasty.
Oh, nasty.
It's quite funny.
Oh, it's funny. Okay, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a comedy then?
Mm.
Okay. Is it worth me watching it?
You've got such strange taste, haven't you?
I watch anything.
Do you?
Yeah, absolutely anything.
I think it's very good.
So it's a thumbs up, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Woo Assassins on Netflix.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And is it a series or a film?
It's a series.
Right. So we'll have to change the feature of the week to current series to watch.
No, just watch of the week. Wales watch of the week.
Wales watch of the week. Whale yeah. watching.
Yeah, but I like The Irishman.
I've not seen that. That's about 3 hours long, isn't it?
Yeah, I've watched it. I'd watched it in two chunks, one night and then the other. And I thought it was great. I don't know why everybody's sniffy about it.
I will watch that. I'll let you know.
Mm. Okay, go on.
Well, I say I didn't really have much this week. I just padded the show out for you.
Well, don't bother. I've got loads of mail coming in. If you want to get in touch, just jameswellradio@gmail.com. We'll find us, jameswellradio@gmail.com. Billy Taggart, good name, isn't it? Said, James, why has nobody thought about designing a Freeview box without any BBC channels for those who do not want to pay the TV licence? A BBC-free Freeview box, problem solved. Billy from Leeds. I'll ask our resident expert, Billy from Leeds, wants to know why you can't have a Freeview box when you cut out the BBC.
Because Freeview is owned by the BBC or partly owned by the BBC.
Oh, I don't have Freeview.
Everyone has it. You can't say you don't have it. You have it. It's being broadcast into your house. It's just you choose not to tune it in.
Well, you can't tune it in unless you have it in on your TV.
Well, your TV has Freeview on it.
No, it doesn't. It has Freesat on it.
And it has Freeview as well.
Oh.
But FreeSat is the same thing. You still get you still get BBC on FreeSat.
Oh, well, of course, I don't watch the TV without a licence. Craig Thompson says, James and Robbo, I have been meaning to write to say thanks for listening to our song that we sent you and for considering it for a play. When was this?
A few months ago.
Did we play it?
No, we didn't. We stopped playing music.
Oh. Well, he's thanking us for listening to it.
Yeah, we listened to it, but we haven't put it on the show.
If it's not up to scratch or your taste, then so be it. We still love it. I don't know when I'm up in Anglesey again, but I will take Robbo some jelly tots anyway. As promised, here's a silly joke for your collection. Well, I think you should play the record. I mean, have you got one somewhere? Could you find it?
I'll find it and I'll play a little snippet in.
Okay. If you've heard it, is it terrible or is it okay?
It's not to my taste. He's not going to bring me the jelly tots now, is he?
No. Yeah. He's probably never going to go back to Anglesey.
He sent in a joke.
Yeah. A man goes into a pet shop and says that he would like an exotic pet, but that he hasn't got much money, and so the pet shop owner sells him a talking caterpillar in a box. I didn't know you could get those. Anyway, he takes it home. He leaves it on the table to settle in. He says to the box, would you like to go out and have a drink later? We can sit and chat and get to know one another. Well, strange enough, there's no reply. So he leaves it for 10 minutes and then tries again. Still nothing. 10 minutes later, he asks again, and a little voice from the box says, I heard you the first time. I'm just putting my shoes on. He's a caterpillar. He's got thousands of legs. Hey, that's very good. All the best from Craig from a band called Black Cat Asylum.
Yeah, check them out if you can.
Yeah.
You got troubles, you got strife, problems with your husband, nagging wife. All come to our door, 'cause we know what you've been looking for. Doesn't really matter if you're strange, slightly mad or completely deranged. Everyone is welcome. trouble. Too black out of sorrow. I said, welcome, I'm waiting. I said, welcome.
Should we talk a bit about this? First of all, what a waste of money and waste of time. Trying to impeach the President of the United States, who a lot of the so-called intelligentsia think they look down on because he's not as suave and sophisticated as many. And that absolute pillock, Nancy Pelosi, I mean, I don't know who she is, but she just gets on my nerves.
She the one with the glasses?
I don't know. She's the one who stood up behind him and tore the speech up. Now, apparently, that is against the law in America. She could be put inside for a while.
What, ripping up someone's speech?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it looked ridiculous. She looked so pathetic and so childish for a woman of sort of later years. I don't know really what to say about her, except I'm glad it's not in Britain, because if somebody did that in Britain, I think they would be lambasted out of any kind of public office.
Had he made the speech?
He'd made the speech, and of course, before he makes the State of the Union speech, he hands copies to the two people sitting behind him. And at the end of him giving out the speech, he turned round and she tore it up in front of him.
Oh, I see. Oh, I get it now. Okay. Because originally, I just didn't think much of it. I thought, well, so what? Doesn't matter. He's already used the speech. But no, it's like a gift, in a way.
Yeah.
Got it now. Yeah. Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. What is this bit you put in here about aviation safety?
The EU Aviation Safety Agency, they're banning pilots from having cups of coffee in the cockpit.
What are they supposed to do?
Well, apparently they've been dropping their coffee on the controls and causing engine failure while in mid-flight.
Oh, it's like sometimes people on the radio have coffee, which is banned in most radio studios now, from having a coffee while you're doing a show, unless it's from one of those cups, you know, with the sort of like you have when you're ill, with a little mouthpiece on.
A sippy cup.
Yeah. I can't tell you how many stations I've worked on that have been... You've had to move studios because some silly sod dropped the coffee on the controls and blew it up.
Have you ever dropped coffee on the controls?
In my time? Probably.
I thought you had. That's why I thought of you, you see. I thought that's something...
Right. Okay. Well, I'm amazed that airline pilots do it as well, but they, you know, they have long ways to sit in those seats, don't they?
Yeah, but they've got two pilots, haven't they, usually? One can get up and go and have a coffee and then come back and the other one can go and get a coffee, can't they? They don't have to sit at the controls sipping coffee.
No, I suppose you might have a point.
So it's taken all this time to ban drinks from the cockpit. Mm.
Anyway, should we do some jokes? Have we got any today?
Yeah, go on.
Apart from one we had just done.
I'm just trying to see how many times I can get the word cockpit in the show.
Yeah, fine. The EU has said that Scotland could end up as a third world country after Brexit. I don't know if things will improve to that extent, but you never know. Andy Jones. That is terrible. That is terrible. Should have read it first, shouldn't I? Might not have done it. This penguin is driving around when his car breaks down. He brings it to the local mechanic, a walrus. And the walrus says, "It'll be a while, so you might as well get something to eat." The penguin decides to get some ice cream. Penguins love ice cream. After scoffing down three bowls, he goes back to the walrus to check on his car. "How's it looking?" asks the penguin.
"It looks like you blew a seal," says the walrus.
"What? No, man, it's just some ice cream." Where do they get these? I've never heard any of these. Sometimes some of them take a little while to get through, don't they? A man is out drinking with his friends and gets so drunk he throws up all over his shirt. He starts freaking out and says that his wife is going to be pissed off that he got so drunk. His friends tell him to put a £10 in his front pocket and tell his wife that someone threw up on him and gave him the money to get it cleaned. When he gets home, his wife sees how messy he is and starts yelling at him. He tells her the story and points to his front pocket. His wife grabs the money and asks then, why is there two £10 notes in here? And the man explains, he shit in my pants too. That's not possible. That's not possible, you see. So that doesn't really make me laugh. I'm sorry.
What's not possible? That the other man shat in his pants?
Yeah. Well, that was Barry Roberts. He must be a friend of yours. Sounds like Welsh name. Anyway, let's do the questions to the whale, because I'm now going to go and feed my dogs.
Okay.
All right. Hit me with them, baby.
Rob Jocelyn.
Rob?
Does Greta Thunberg deserve a Nobel Peace Prize? She's just rattled on about climate, which is always changing anyway. Nothing new there.
No, I don't think so, really, but I bet she gets one. Go on.
Rob James, is it true that Usher spends the first 2 hours of his concert showing people to their seats?
Yeah.
James Reed, what is your favourite song and favourite band?
Oh, gosh, I don't have a favourite song or a favourite band. It changes all the time depending upon my mood. I like, the other day, Doors and Riders on the Storm, I heard first time for a long, long time. I thought, well, that's really good, isn't it? So it changes all the time.
Why didn't you say anything by Black Cat Asylum and I'll get loads of jelly tots?
Because that wouldn't be true.
Thank you for that. Yvonne Warwick Gobble. Or it could be Goble. Apologies.
I'll get on with you, Pillock.
Will Jeremy Corbyn ever leave?
Yep, fairly soon. Why? Oh, for goodness sake, can you not ask the questions straight away?
Okay. Mark Young. Hi, James.
Another friend of yours. Hi. Not anymore, I shouldn't think.
Mark Young. Hi, James. Read the designated Survivor show you recommended. Has it got Keitha Sutherland in it?
Yes.
Oh, this is really long. Here we go. Marcia.
I mean, honestly, this is embarrassing.
Okay, you ready?
I hope you edit some of this because it's absolute shit. Go on.
I edit all the bits I make a mistake out.
Well, there's no show then, is there?
Marcia. Hello, James. Do you think it'd be better if the council change 3-week elections for black bins to every 2 weeks? Maybe there won't be all sorts of spillage over the floor which attracts vermin and causes disease.
I think it'll be better if the local authorities came and collected your bins every single week. If you were in France, they collect it twice a week. I mean, this is just bloody laziness on the part of our local councils who spend too much time putting money into their pensions, in my view. If you want to be a local councillor and run a local authority, you do it because of your public service, whatever, not because you're making money.
You can take your black bins to the...
Shut up. I want to go and feed the dogs. Get on with the questions.
To the local tip yourself.
Shut up. Get on with the questions.
Will Thomas, will I ever win big on the national lottery?
No.
Just buy lots of tickets.
No, you won't. I've had it. I'm psychic and no, don't waste your money. You're never going to win.
And Daniel Sever.
Oh, fuck. Right, that's it. I'm gone. Bye.
Thank you. listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.